This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
We talk so much about how the legacy media is clearly biased, and Trump really kind of spearheaded that effort, because I remember even when I was a journalist and he started this whole thing of fake news, which at the time really bothered me, and now I get why he said that, and I would agree with it, but being yelled that, you know, when you're at a rally trying to cover an event by the audience and they're all turning around screaming at you is very frustrating.
You get defensive, right?
You get defensive. Yeah, you feel like this is your passion. I'm doing my job. You don't feel like you are being biased, but oftentimes you just have your blinders on. And once you take your rose-colored glasses off, things just kind of, it's very eye-opening and you just can't put them back on. You can't unsee what you've been seen. I think whether or not people, the general public, believes that ABC News and CNN or MSNBC, whether or not they will agree that they're biased, it's at least public, like it's at least everyone's heard the whole notion of, well, they're fake news, right? I think that the new concern I have is really these social media influencers. There's this one woman in particular who I had not heard of until yesterday. This was brought to my attention. But her Instagram handle is Sharon Says So. She has 1.2 million followers, many of whom I know. I'm friends with them, and I was looking at the list, and they seem to be very left-leaning friends. But what I think is especially dangerous is that someone like this woman, Sharon McMahon, which, by the way, no relation to Linda, who Donald Trump wants as the, you know, head of the Department of Education.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
She dubs herself as America's government teacher. She apparently became really popular in 2020 when the election was going on, and she says that it was because of her viral efforts to combat political misinformation. This is on her website. It says, "My knack for breaking down complex topics with clarity, humor, and steadfast commitment to facts has attracted a community of 1.5 million followers, affectionately known as the Governors.
Oh my gosh.
But the problem is that when you start going through her information, because I went down a rabbit hole last night, it's left leaning.
Sure it is.
But that's the very frustrating part to me is, and one of the women, you guys have heard me talk about her before, but Allie Beth Stuckey, who is very clear about being Christian conservative, that's the lens that she talks about news stories from, I guess tried to call this woman Sharon out for being left-leaning, and she blocked her. And I guess that's kind of this woman Sharon's style. If anybody with a large following
challenges her,
yeah, her responses will just block them. I have no problem. If you want to put out your leftist ideologies and you want to talk about things like Matt Gaetz, this woman has a whole, I forget what they're called on Instagram, where it's those little bubbles, like the highlight reels or whatever they're called. She has all these highlight reels on Matt Gaetz and basically how crazy he is and how he deserves to be in prison. I don't care if you want to talk about things from your viewpoint, even if they are staunchly different than mine. Where I do have a problem is when you're sitting there and telling the public that you just give the facts, that it's no bias, you're neutral, you're in the middle, you can come to my page and you're going to get just the information, you're not going to see a slant. And far too many people, their eyes are, they still have those rose-colored glasses on and they sure can't see it. And that's, these Instagram influencers and TikTok, that's where so many people are going now. People are moving away from appointment TV where you turn on the 6 o'clock news or the 5 o'clock news like I would do growing up with my family. And now people are just watching these highlight reels on Instagram, wherever else social media platform that people are on these days. It's just, to me, this is the next thing we need to target. I think this is what Trump really needs to be pushing. It's not just ABC, NBC, CNN. It's all these faux, just ridiculous influencers who really have a lot of power over many people, a lot more people than probably would like to admit.
What do you do with that, though? Do you just bring awareness to it? Because, you know, all of these people who are dyed-in-the-wool left or passionate about their beliefs on the right have got their sources they go to, and if it's Steve Bannon or it's the lady you're talking about with this site, how do you attack that? Because the last thing I want to do is do what the liberals did, which is try to go onto social media and shut down voices I disagree with. Like, I don't think we can. I mean, I have concerns about that.
I don't think you have to shut them down. I don't think you cancel them, because they have every right to talk about what they want to talk about. I think what I have a problem with is them claiming that they're neutral. So,
I agree.
You know,
completely.
maybe look what Trump was able to do with this whole idea of fake news. That's just like widely accepted now by a number of, obviously there's quite a few people who wouldn't agree with that, but at least now it's a known thing. You hear that term a lot, right? Every press conference, whenever you hear a conservative congressman, they talk about that a lot. And maybe that's what we need to start doing with some of these social media influencers.
Well, and Trump has called a number of them to the mat. He's going to have millions of dollars for his presidential library because of CNN, right? And now apparently CBS is talking about an out-of-court settlement with him over the 60 Minutes piece.
The defamation lawsuit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With the way they handled the Kamala Harris interview on 60 Minutes. He sued him over it.
Yeah, you mean for basically releasing doctor video
For editing, for falsely editing that to make it seem like Kamala Harris was capable of a coherent thought.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the raw video, that apparently is not the case at all.
Right.
So they edited it together to make her look better. And at that point you're acting as an agent of one politician over another on what's supposed to be a network newscast. And somebody called him out on that. So maybe that's how you attack it.
I think you have to call people out on it. I think people like Allie Beth Stuckey, who have also a big following, I think it's going to take people like that calling some of these others out. And look, you don't have to unfollow them. If you like what this woman Sharon says on Instagram, by all means, go follow her. But you should at least know what you're doing. I mean, it's kind of like Amendment 3. People, I'm sure a lot of these conservatives who are saying we want to put the vote back before the Missouri voters, I'm sure many of them, I hope many of them are actually pro-life. But I think their big point, because they were just discussing this yesterday in Jefferson City, is we feel like people were misled. If you're going to put this up before the voters, people need to have a true, like, neutral wording of something on a ballot, an amendment, not this slanted, you know, garbage that was given to people in November.
I am 100% on board with that. I don't know if it'll make a difference.
I don't know if it will either, but we can't just do nothing.
I know, but if we had different wording on that ballot, but we still allow outside money and interest to spend hundreds of thousands, if not tens of millions of dollars on these ad campaigns, that's my question. There are guidelines on what you can spend on political campaigns in this country. I don't know why the state of Missouri does not, the legislators do not pass a piece of legislation that says if we're voting on a statewide issue in the state of Missouri, you are not allowed to accept contributions to individuals or to PACs from outside of the state of Missouri. So if you're going to run an issue on the ballot in the state of Missouri, the funding for that has to come from within the state of Missouri. And that would immediate, now the libs would scream about that, I'm sure, but that would immediately stop the left. If we're not going to pass IP reform, that would be one way to stop the left mm-hmm. from coming in and buying issues into the Missouri Constitution.
Right. I agree. I mean, you can't just rephrase the verbiage. I think you have to do more. But I mean, think about in general, that doesn't just stop in Missouri. So many of these lawmakers, congressmen, are just bought and paid for.
Yes.
They make decisions not based on what the voters who put them in that position, how they feel about it. They're voting based on the lobbyists and what they support because they're backing them
That's
financially.
Where the money
this comes I'm not saying I know how to fix this. I'm just pointing out the problem that something needs to be done because far too many of these lawmakers on a local level and clearly a national level are bought and paid for, and it's disgusting. I look at that with the vaccines. I look at that with the food. Just everything that people are challenging, it's because many of them are bought and paid for.
That's absolutely spot on. I could not agree with that more. Yeah, it's food for thought, Kim. People need to consider what these sources are and maybe how we can fight some of that disinformation, I guess you'd call it, fake information going forward. And I wish there was a guidebook out there that people could use to determine, but it basically comes down to common sense. It basically comes down to common sense and reading everything so that you can come to your own conclusion on issues. That's what I try to do, for sure. What I tell you here is my opinion. But hopefully it's an informed opinion based on what I've read about these issues. So that's what we try to do here every day on the show.
Get more at 971talk.com.